This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dilemmas, problems, issues. Which way to go? What to do? You be the judge with Robin Joss. Mornings on Kixie 96.5.
If you have a problem, a dilemma, an ethical issue, let us know and our Kixie listeners will help you solve your plight.
Kirsten from Pacific Beach, what is your situation?
Okay, so I have, like, my best friend in the world. We've known each other forever. She's been having some problems. Like, she's been divorced for about 10 years, and she has recently got back into the dating pool but hasn't had any luck. And, like, I've been doing really well. no keepers, but, you know, a lot of fun. And, you know, she started dating this guy, and she was super excited about him and, you know, was like, oh, my gosh, he's hot and he's smart and he, like, runs his own business. And we met for coffee yesterday, and I realized that I knew this guy because our companies did some work together, like, a year ago. But we kind of had a little fling. And it was weird because, like, but neither of us knew what to do. And, you know, so we were super awkward, but, like, didn't act like we knew each other. Like, we acted like we were strangers. And now I'm super afraid to tell her because I'm afraid she's going to hate me. And, like, because they've been dating for a little over, a month now. And I just met him yesterday. And so I'm super worried that she's going to be really mad at me and not want to talk to me. And I don't know if I should tell her or if I should just, like, not say anything.
Or move to New Jersey. That way you take care of everything.
You know what? Exactly. Yeah. And you be the judge that's always the third option. Move to New Jersey, you know?
All right. So should Kirsten tell her best friend about the fling she had with the new cute boyfriend or keep her pie hole shut?
Robert's like,
well.
All right, Kirsten, that's about the situation, right? That's what you're wondering?
Yep, exactly.
All right, let us know. 888-560-9650. You be the judge, Kixie 96.5.
You be the judge with Robin Joss on Kixie 96.5.
You are helping to solve Kirsten's dilemma. She's from Pacific Beach, and it has to do with her best friend and a dude.
A dude, all right.
Guy.
Kirsten, really quick, recap your situation.
Like, my best friend in the world. We've known each other forever. She started dating this guy, and she was super excited about him. And I realized that I knew this guy because we kind of had a little fling. And now I'm super afraid to tell her because I'm afraid she's going to hate me. And, like, and I don't know if I should tell her or if I should just, like, not say anything.
Kelly from National City, what do you think?
Should she tell the best friend about the fling or keep it a secret?
I think she definitely should tell her. Because it's going to come out, and if it does and she hasn't said anything, their relationship is ruined.
Yeah, it's going to blow up.
You were going to say something else,
yeah,
weren't you?
Yeah, she was.
And that would have been just as accurate.
Yes, yes. All right, Dustin and Vista, you be the judge.
Absolutely not. I think she should keep that to herself. What is the upside of telling her friend that she had a fling? I mean, unless this guy was a super creep and a bad person, and she wants to warn her, then I say keep your mouth shut.
Matt in Lemon Grove.
No. By all means, best advice I can give. No good will come from knowing it.
Nicole, from Oceanside, what you think?
It's probably for the best to just let it out.
So the best, you think the best friend should say something? She should.
Attention, San Diego. Attention, here's what happened.
Yeah, just like, that's a great way to do it. Perfect.
You be the judge. Should Kirsten tell her best friend or keep it quiet?
Okay. The verdict is in the next 10 minutes here on Kixie 96.5.
The dilemma has been heard. The verdict given. Here it is. You be the judge with Robin Joss on Kixie 96.5.
All right. A best friend, a boyfriend, and a past fling. You're helping Kirsten of Pacific Beach today with her situation.
In short, the situation is this. Kirsten's best friend in the world has started seeing a new guy after not having a lot of luck dating. Kirsten finds out about the new guy, even sees him face to face, and realizes about a year ago they had a little bit of a fun fling together, nothing serious. Now Kirsten is wondering, should she tell her best friend, or should she keep her mouth shut and let things just carry on? I feel like you should tell your best friend that you had a fling with her new boyfriend, because you can't help that it happened a year ago. It's not like you would have the fling now. And for me, right? I'm very, very neurotic, and that would keep me up at night.
I've been dreading talking to her, because what if he tells her first, you know, and
right?
then she's going to be even more mad at me.
You know what? I agree with you both.
Okay.
Believe it or not, because once you start a relationship like this and then it gets deeper over the years and trusting, and then all of a sudden this, you get relaxed and something like this pops up,
mm-hmm.
then it's like suddenly it's fireworks. So it's best to be honest now, deal with a little bit of grief, than a whole bombshell. Well, the Kixie listeners, Kirsten, have spoken. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
75% of Kixie listeners say, tell your friend.
That's a lot. That's a big percentage.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am, it is. So are you prepared to do that? Maybe have a little Zoom with her?
Yeah, can you include us on the Zoom? I'd like to see this.
Can we be in that?
Join us next week for another dilemma, problem, or issue. You be the judge with Robin Joss on Kixie 96.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.